Welcome to the Speak Your Success Podcast. Motivators, friends, welcome back to another episode of the Speak Your Success Podcast. I'm your host, best-selling author and TEDx speaker Jonathan Jones, here today to bring you another exciting episode. So I want you to just take a moment and I want you to hop in that time machine, put on your thinking cap, and I want you to go back to being your 8-year-old self. And I want you to begin to think of what was that one thing that you felt that you would die if you didn't obtain it. Ladies, was it that Cabbage Patch doll? Was it Barbie and Ken? Or maybe it was an easy bake oven. Because I don't know about you all, but I know me personally, I had a thing for brownies. I'm not saying that I wanted the easy bake oven. But anyway, you get the point. I like the brownies. Y'all had the easy bake oven. You cook the brownies. I eat them. You have the oven. It worked out. Everybody wins. And fellas, I want you to begin to think of, what was that thing that you just had to have? Was it that Stretch Armstrong? Maybe it was even a Tamagotchi or a Gigapet. And if you don't know what a Tamagotchi is, or you don't know what a Gigapet is, then plain and simple, you're just too young. Okay? However, there was a time when I was 8. I was like 8 or 9. And then there was one thing that I wanted more than anything else in the world. And I just couldn't have this thing that I wanted so bad. It just didn't make sense to me why I couldn't have it. Why I couldn't. This one simple thing. And then I was actually posed this question a few weeks ago at a Toastmasters competition. So let's just tune in and let's just take a quick listen to hear what was that one thing that I always wanted as a kid.
I have one older brother. His name is Freddie. And the one thing that I always wanted was to be just like Freddie. If Freddie went right, I went right. If Freddie went left, I went left. He played baseball, basketball. Everything that Freddie did, I wanted to do it just as good as him. However, I then began to get a little bit older, and then I began to realize that I was a little bit taller than Freddie. And he was just a little bit shorter than me. And then that day, I realized that I no longer could walk in his shadow. I realized that following him and wanting to be just like him was no longer an option for me. So ultimately, seeing that and now reflecting over my life, I've realized walking in his shadow is not something that I desire anymore. Now I desire to be my own person. I desire to make my own shadow, make my own mark, and do what it is I'm passionate about doing, which is empowering other people and impacting them that way. So I thank my brother, Freddie, for ultimately the path that he set and laid for me, although now I realize that I don't have to follow that path anymore, and I can do what I've always wanted to do as a child, and that's just be unique, and that's just be ultimately who I am, Jonathan Jones.
I think that it can be so easy to fall into another shadow, or even to trickle into another individual's footprints. However, we must realize that there comes a time where we have to begin to understand that we can no longer hide behind the shadows of another. It comes a time where it's time for us to step up and step out and to be that unique individual that we're called to be. Because you must remember that you are wonderfully and fearfully made by the Creator Himself. He designed you Himself to be unique, to be yourself, to get out of those shadows, and it's time to step out and own all of your glory. Like I always talk about, walk in your gift, walk on purpose, walk with your head held high and your chest up, because it's time for you to not aspire to be like anybody else, but ultimately aspire to be the one and only you, a one of one and the only one of you. Friends, this is best-selling author and TEDx speaker Jonathan Jones signing out. Thank you for leaving your reviews. We appreciate all the love and support because what you're doing truly means a lot as you allow us to continue to rise up the charts on podcasts so that we can ultimately expand the message. So friends, I want to remind you to speak your success, believe in your greatness, and continue to create the life and business of your dreams. Why would you want to live any other way?